This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This week, the campaign for Green Party candidate Jill Stein pushed for recounts of presidential election results in the battleground states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The campaign-backed effort contends the November 8th election was illegal and its results inaccurate. Here in the Keystone State, there will be a Commonwealth Court hearing Monday morning in Harrisburg to consider the recount effort. WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies joins us for a recap and look forward at what's being considered on Monday. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jen.
You've reported that hundreds of individual citizens have stepped up to request recounts in their home voting precincts. How come?
Well, the margin in this case wasn't close enough for a statewide recount. There's a standard in the election code. So what Stein's lawyers did was to seize upon a little-known provision that says that there will be a recount in any individual voting precinct where three voters ask for it with a petition and an affidavit. And the Stein lawyers over last weekend got hundreds of people to do that. So you're having like hundreds of little baby recounts in districts all across the state. Some are tied up in court fights because the petitions came in after deadlines. In Montgomery County on Wednesday, a judge threw out all 82 local recounts. In Philadelphia, there will be a recount this morning of 75 divisions. But in all of this, it won't amount to a recount of more than relative handful of all the state's votes.
So what do they hope to get out of the recounts of so few votes?
They're hoping they'll find some discrepancies that will bolster their case for a statewide recount. And there's a wholly separate legal filing here. The Stein lawyers have filed an official formal contest to the presidential result. This has never happened in Pennsylvania.
It's unprecedented.
Unprecedented, right? And what they really want is the courts in that motion and in these individual recounts to give their computer experts access to the voting machines and software to look for evidence of hacking.
Hacking like the Russian hacking? You know, what's their argument? That it's happening?
Yeah, that is their argument, or that it could have happened. And there's an affidavit from one of their computer experts. It's fascinating. It's short. You can read it on my blog on newsworks.org. And it makes the case that A, machines are vulnerable to hacking. B, in this election, we've seen hacking. Democratic National Committee emails were stolen. Voter rolls in Illinois and Arizona were hacked. And C, they present a scenario of how it would happen. What they say is every voting machine gets reprogrammed before every election because you have to put in new ballots and new candidates. That software is developed in government offices that aren't secure. A really sophisticated hacker could infect that software with code, which would be invisible at the pre-election check, but then on election day would steal just enough votes to matter, but not so many that it would be obvious, then erase itself at the end of the day. Now, this is the kind of thing that a few years ago I might have laughed at. With what we've seen lately, it doesn't quite sound so crazy.
This infection, it's really a theory. Do they have any evidence that it actually has happened or point to strange results in some places that raise suspicion?
No, and that's the problem. Election courts want to see evidence, and their motions really don't present any, other than the general difference between the pre-election polls and the post-election result between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So every time they've gone to court and asked for permission to get in machines, they've been turned away by the judge in Montgomery County and by the election board in Philadelphia.
What happens on Monday?
Monday is the big hearing in Harrisburg where Commonwealth Court will entertain this election contest, and they will make the same arguments that we will never know if there was hacking unless you let us get into these machines and do a forensic computer examination. Folks I talk to say it's a real long shot, and some of them wonder why Jill Stein's doing this. I mean, they note she's spending a lot of money on lawyers and consultants and filing fees, and some think, well, this is driven by people who want to make money from it and by the Green Party's interest in getting national attention. I spoke to Jill Stein on Tuesday, actually, and asked her about this. She says, no, this is about restoring confidence in our voting systems.
The Commonwealth Court in Harrisburg is expected to reach a conclusion by December 13th, and that date has significance for Pennsylvania electors.
Right. That is the date that letters will go out to the Electoral College representatives, the electors of the winning candidate. So they need to know for sure who won this state. We should also quickly add that when Commonwealth Court rules, which should be quickly, the loser can take it to the state Supreme Court. So I think they're going to want to fast track it and get this thing resolved soon. If they were to decide that there should be a recount and that they should look at the software, I think that would take a while, and then we'd be in uncharted territory. It could drag on who knows how long.
To the next election. I don't know. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. You can hear Dave on the air and online. His blog is called Off Mic. You can read it right now at newsworks.org.